Welcome to Greater LA from KCRW, the show that connects you to the people and places of Southern California. I'm Steve Chiotakis. And this is Benjamin.
Godzilla. Godzilla.
Benjamin is 4 years old. He loves dinosaurs, and he's walked over to tell KCRW's Robin Estrin all about it. They're standing in the driveway at a family child care in Boyle Heights. Playtime is ending, and Benjamin is starting to get reflective.
Benjamin, what did you do today?
I was being bad.
Adriana Lorenzo, who runs this child care and is setting up for nap time right now, disagrees.
I don't think he was being that bad today. But every time they ask him, yeah, I was being a bad boy. Yeah, that's Benji. But today he wasn't. He was just normal.
The story you're about to hear is about this place. Lorenzo Family Child Care. Now, Benjamin's family relies on it. Many families do, but they may be in trouble. Money the state of California promised to help this child care service survive the pandemic is months delayed. It's a problem for providers all across the state. Lorenzo doesn't know how much longer she can stay open. And now Robin picks up the story from here.
Decades ago, before Lorenzo opened this child care in Boyle Heights, she grew up in one, run by her mom in their family home.
I remember being little and telling my mom, oh, I'm never going to work in a daycare. I hate having kids every day, all day in my house. They're always in my room grabbing my things. I started working with my mom at 16.
At 19, she opened up her own child care business.
I already had my daughter, so it was either I work in a daycare and stay with my daughter or I leave my daughter with my mom. And my mom explained to me, it's the best thing if you're able to raise your kids.
Her oldest is 22 now and has three siblings. Their home is buzzing with activity from Lorenzo's other kids, the ones enrolled in her child care.
I feel like these kids are also my kids. They're with me, with us, more time than what they spend with their own parents.
By us, Lorenzo means her and her husband, Jose Martinez.
How did you guys meet?
Funny story. Daycare.
So I was a single father. You know, I was a single father, and I was looking for a daycare because I had to work. And then that's when I met her.
Lorenzo and Martinez love the work they do. Their home is strewn with toys and books. The walls are covered in the letters of the alphabet and finger-painted art. But the days are long, sometimes 12 hours, and the margins are slim.
We're like every month pushing it to like stretch that money to hit so we could wait for the next paycheck.
The families they serve are low income and don't pay fees. Instead, the cost of their care is subsidized by government agencies. Lorenzo and other family child care providers like her don't get paid very much at all. At the end of the month, after bills, Lorenzo says,
we're left with like $1,800 for what my kids need, for our food, for our gas, so that's where we're struggling right now.
When it's especially tight, Martinez drives Amazon delivery. Lorenzo helps sometimes, along with their two youngest kids, who do their homework in the truck and sometimes help sort packages. The family is also in debt.
We had to get loans. A lot of my fellow providers had to go through loans, had to ask other people to borrow money to stay open.
At the start of the pandemic, Lorenzo took out a loan for about $5,000. She needed to hire more help with cleaning and buy a lot of disinfectant. She had to buy room dividers to help the kids with distancing and improve her Wi-Fi setup. Her daycare kids and her own kids were logging into school from the house. They needed headsets, laptops.
And also all the toys that we have, we buy them out of pocket. Everything that you see here is out of our pocket.
Over time, that loan haunted Lorenzo. Last year, the interest was so high, she and Martinez decided to take out a second loan just to pay the first one off.
It's a 29.9 interest rate, but it was either that or we were going to close.
They thought they'd be able to pay the second loan off quickly. That's because last year, the state of California promised family child cares hundreds of millions of dollars in federal pandemic relief. For most, that relief hasn't come.
It was supposed to be last winter. We're almost in summer, and that stipend's still not here.
The California Department of Social Services, the state agency that's supposed to send out the money, still hasn't delivered most of the promised stipends. 8 months after state lawmakers authorized the payments, department officials declined to be interviewed for this story. In a written statement to KCRW, a spokesperson blamed the holdup on, quote, contracting delays, without elaborating. The spokesperson said money has started to trickle out, but it could be months before Lorenzo or most other family childcare providers in the state actually get paid. After learning the money had started to go out, I went back to Lorenzo's childcare in Boyle Heights to find out if she was relieved. Not really.
If it's this summer, we could still hold on. It'll be really hard, but we still could hold on just if they don't keep just saying that, oh yeah, summer, and then summer turns to fall, and then fall turns again to winter. That's the problem.
Lorenzo was right to be concerned. Just a few days ago, the state said it may take until the end of September. She doesn't know how much longer she can hang on, but she does know that if she has to close her doors, it will leave families scrambling.
Hi. We'll be right there.
Elijah, can you say hi?
Say hi.
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 Elijah is 1 year old, and his grandma, Sandra Rascone, takes him to Lorenzo's childcare every morning before she goes to work as support staff for LAUSD.
I know that my kids are safe. I know that they're well taken care of. And literally, my kids cry when I pick them up. So I kind of get like, but I like hurt because they're like crying. I'm like, well, don't you want to go home?
So if Lorenzo family childcare were to close.
Oh, it would be really, really bad because I don't have family members that can watch them. I don't have anybody that I can trust that could watch him. So that means I would not be able to go to work. Then I'm not going to pay my car payment, and we might not have a car, and we might not have a house, and we might not have food.
Adriana doesn't want to close. In fact, it's the opposite. She wants to expand her childcare operation from her home to a full-fledged childcare center. She's been applying for grants, and both she and Martinez have gone back to school to get advanced degrees in early childhood education. But now they're talking about holding off on enrolling in their next round of classes. For KCRW, I'm Robin Estrin.
The world is remembering a true icon, the queen of rock and roll, Tina Turner, who passed on today at the age of 83. So we here at Greater LA want to remember her too, even for just one mere moment.
You must understand, the touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl. Possess a track, it's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that in me.